Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
I now only buy $100 jeans, so.
Thank you for coming. Yeah. Those 7 days have almost passed.
So Bravo, you now have a website as adult men.
This is a place of sanctuary.
Called Wheelbarrow Full of
The Wonder.
That's right. We're in our 30s.
There is little that needs to be said. So they will say everything.
So she sucked her dick.
Pop, pop!
Prepare yourselves. WFOD begins now.
The Dubfod. My name is Mike. The phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. And guys, I am joined by my fantastic co-host, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, and ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce you to the Royal Duke of Denim, Mr. Travis Hulse, everyone.
Good
Travis
evening.
Hulse, the Duke of Denim.
That's right.
Travis, you doing okay, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right, Travis. I can't complain. There's a if people are watching on the live stream, they see an empty chair here. Drunk is coming. He's not here yet.
We assume he's coming.
Yeah, Travis. I saw a tweet today from the Daily Mail that was warning us that an asteroid was on its way here. And it said that the asteroid is the size of half a giraffe.
Hmm. The big giraffes, like a full grown big, like which?
Well,
giraffe.
Okay, so I was looking at how big a giraffe is, and I think like a giraffe is on average about 16 feet, but the males are considerably heavier than the females. They're about the same height, but like they're bulkier. They're a bulkier creature. So I guess when you're doing giraffe measurements, is it height? Is it like a total size, or is it weight?
I would assume it's weight, right? Because isn't the impact from an asteroid going to be different depending on weight, not necessarily on size?
Yeah, so if it weighs as much of a giraffe, that's not really that heavy, right? I mean, like, as far as like things coming from space is concerned.
No, because giraffes are quite large, but they're tall and lanky.
Yeah, so like, are you measuring from like the tippy top of their horny horns to the bottoms of their feetsies? Or are you just kind of doing like their body size? And if so, why did you choose the giraffe form of measurement, I guess, is...
I'm wondering where the giraffe form of measurement originated from, because I don't know that I've ever heard anybody compare the size of anything to a giraffe, let alone half a giraffe. You'd think that there'd be something more accurate than saying a half of a giraffe.
Like a whole something that's about that size. All right, like there's probably
like
animals that are
Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, like maybe a zebra. Is a zebra half the size of a giraffe, or is a zebra smaller than a giraffe?
They're probably smaller.
Maybe an ostrich, like one whole ostrich, like a grown full ostrich, though.
Like a tall and filled out ostrich.
Yeah. So instead of judging by half giraffes, we should just measure by full ostriches.
Is this something that could carry over into other measurements, like you know, if you go to your weed dealer, toss me a giraffe hoof baggie this time.
Travis, how many giraffes do you think you are? You think you're about like 1/8 of a giraffe?
Maybe the head down to the breast meat.
So like if you were looking a giraffe in the eye, you'd be standing on his neck.
Yeah, I think I'd probably be kicking him in the front tit. No, that probably because his tits are probably underneath.
Yeah, I've told you about Mr. Beast before, right? He's a YouTube man. Does YouTube?
You have brought Mr. Beast up before, yes.
I'm not well versed on Mr. Beast, but it's what the kids like.
Pretty big fan base for this Beast man.
Oh, he's huge. He's got like really? He gets hundreds of millions of views on YouTube, Travis. And Mr. Beast was just on Joe Rogan.
He's big enough to be on the Rogan Experience.
Yeah, I turned it on because I was thinking, oh, I'm going to listen to this Dilrod talk to Joe Rogan for a couple of minutes. And, you know, like he's like 23. You know, he's a YouTube celebrity. He's probably a douche, right?
Yeah, how long has he been on YouTube? Has he been calling himself Mr. Beast since he was like 16?
Yeah.
That sucks.
I think he's always been Mr. Beast. But anyway, so Mr. Beast is talking. Then he said something kind of smart. He said what they've started to do is hire teams that speak different language to like dub all of his videos in different languages because only like 10% of the world speaks English. So if like you want to continue to expand, you should expand into other languages. And it's probably inexpensive to just hire some guy. You know, if you're getting hundreds of millions of views on YouTube, you can hire a Spanish guy to just sit around and translate your shit. And so, like, now he has other channels that dub his content into other languages, and it's pretty fucking brilliant.
Like when they did with, like, Everybody Loves Raymond and stuff, where they had hired entire new casts in, like, Russia to overdub the sitcom.
Yeah, but they didn't just overdub Raymond. They actually just redid the episodes with a new cast, only in a different language. I'm talking about just getting a guy to do the audio over again.
Well, there was maybe Raymond actually recast it, but they're like, there's plenty Mad Men. I know they actually like hired people to redub the cast. Like I've heard some of the audio, the Spanish audio for Don Draper, and it's quite funny.
Travis, fun fact, the president of Ukraine, the Zelensky guy, he was an actor before he became the president of Ukraine, and he is the Ukrainian voice of Paddington the Bear in the Paddington movies. So, like, if you watch Paddington, the president of Ukraine does the voice of the fucking bear. I guess we'd probably have to get some computers to do it, Travis, but, like, do you think that there's a market for us to just have overdubs of our podcasts? Do you think that we could just get it? A Spanish computer to just say all this shit and put it out on the internet?
Maybe we'd be huge in like Yugoslavia or something. And like all of a sudden we're breakout stars and we got to go over there and do live podcasts and whatnot with translators.
Zero's getting Prozac. We're putting the dog on Prozac, Travis. And what we did last month is we went to Walgreens and it was $50 for fucking Prozac. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, you're killing me. And so I went to the vet and said, hey,
you get your prescription medicines for your dog at Walgreens.
Yeah. And so we had to take him back after a month because they were doing tests on him to see if his kidneys were okay. Because of Prozac, it attacks your kidneys, apparently. And so he got a $170 kidney test, Travis. And when I was leaving, I said to this vet, I said, hey, man, this $50 a month, that's a lot. Is there somewhere I can get it cheaper? And he goes, oh, it's on the $4 list at Walmart. I was like, oh, I wish you had told me that last month. But
yeah, why do I have to ask you where it's the cheapest?
So I go to Walmart and they have this thing up right in front of the teller that says point to your language. And then they'll just like get like a teleconference person to come on if you need to get interpreted. And that's what we need. Like when you go to WFODshow.com, we just need a point to your language thing. And then we'll just have a computer read all of our silly stuff.
What you should do is take your phone to that Walmart and then like have it play to the Teladoc thing, and maybe it will translate the entire podcast and you can record it on the other side. Does it work like that?
I don't know. I don't know what works. Oh, because you're talking about the telecommunication thing.
Yeah, the telecommunication thing at Walmart. If you could take your phone, play an episode of the podcast, the whole thing, just sit there, take up the line, and then record what it spits back out.
Oh, okay.
And then we wouldn't have to pay for anything.
Right. Just do it all at Walmart. I'll point just to my language. Do it all. Record it. It'll sound like phone audio, but, you know, I mean, if they don't speak English, then they probably can't complain to us. And if they do complain to us, we don't know what they're saying anyway.
We don't know. I don't speak any other languages.
Yeah.
So, and I feel like that's probably the best way to do it. I say we record the episode and then you edit the episode as normal. And once you convert it into the final MP3, you go ahead, you take that to Walmart on your day off, and then you record it in multiple languages.
I'll just take up the whole line. Yep. Be like, guys, I'm going to be here a while.
Sorry, guys, I got to record this this hour long podcast in Spanish, Japanese, and Russian.
It's important.
Coming back later for German.
Yeah, it's important that the Spanish know about our giraffe bit.
That's right.
Travis, 10% of the world speaks English, so we got to find all these other
things. Is that accurate?
I don't know. It's what Mr. Beast said, Travis. I just wrote it down. It's a game like of telephone. It's probably fake. It's all fake. I mean, I got it from the Joe Rogan Experience, Travis.
That's true. You can't trust anything that show broadcasts.
And I only listen to about a half hour of like a 4-hour show. So like after that half hour, he goes, by the way, I was joking about that. I wouldn't know.
By the way,
I'd have no idea.
No real data.
I still get the Strange Label music submission emails.
Oh, sure, because you haven't shut it completely down.
Well, no, I mean, Strange Label's gone, but the email address still exists. And people don't know it's gone because what do they care? We're just on a website that says we take music submissions. And so we
up-and-coming bands are like, any place that'll play our music would be great.
Yeah, and they're like, hey, we're a big fan of your website. And we're like, no, you're not, because it's not even there anymore.
It doesn't exist.
But this guy, he emails me like several times a week. He makes diss tracks.
For who? Like against who?
Well, everybody, Travis. He was mad at a rapper called Necro, which I had never heard of. And he sent me an 8-minute long diss track because he was mad at Necro. And like
don't you have to be an established rapper yourself to be putting out diss tracks?
He sends me so many, Travis.
I thought that was like the rule.
So the 8-minute, you know, he's a white fella, Travis. And I don't really know rap, but is this good rap? I don't think it's like bad. It's okay. Right?
Let's hear.
Goddamn, my slip, but I got back up quick. Kicked you in the face. Broke your fucking ribs way I hit this base. Yeah, palms detonate. Missiles launched through my thoughts. Of course, I'm big show no. More than Cyclops, red lasers in my mind. Quick, burn this kid to death with these fucking rhymes, yes.
I mean, it went on for 8 minutes like that. It's okay.
I've definitely heard worse.
Yeah, and so he sends me Necro, and the one with Necro was really weird because it included 33 screenshots of text messages. And I didn't read all of those because I ain't got time for that, Travis.
What would you care about that?
Right. I don't. Well, he's really got a history with Necro. He's really mad at Necro. Then he sent me another one about Drake, and then like a couple of other rappers that I never heard of, and then he just went. Do you know who The Game is? I think The Game.
Yes.
Is he like 50 Cent's friend or something? Or is he mad at 50 Cent?
I dropped out of rap probably early 2000s. I was a big rap person through the 90s and into the early 2000s, and then I kind of bounced off.
Travis, between February and March, this guy has sent me 11 diss tracks about The Game, specifically.
He's written 11 diss tracks about The Game?
Yeah. So usually
you put out one diss track, and that's your diss track for that artist, and especially because he's nobody, I assume, and The Game is not countering, you typically don't do a follow-up diss track.
He's done 11. His name is Psycho Analyst. Psycho is spelled P-S-I-K-O. But he's just been on this mad tear. He spells The Game the G-A-Y-M-E. You get it?
Oh, clever.
It's pretty good, right?
Yeah, very clever.
But yeah, he's mad at The Game.
Dweebs need the MCs, heating beats, only phonies faking peeps, plenty actors with camera seen, rappers whack, lacking MC abilities, never to be yet going overseas, I've seen hoes trying to be in beast mode, appease those bitches, with lyrics selling lipsticks, ripping this, culture villainous, killing it to get rich, your villains.
I mean, he's okay, right?
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, but all he does is write.
I don't understand what his beef with The Game is from that little bit.
I don't either. I think he said something about like The Game's beats are whack or something. Travis, you know they say
he probably doesn't even make his own beats.
Maybe he picks lame beats. I don't know what to tell you, man.
The producers are making the beats.
Yeah, but I mean, he picks them and he picks lame ones.
Huh. And then he raps to him, I guess.
Right. The Game.
I wonder if this psychoanalyst is making his own beats or if he's paying people on Fiverr to make them for him.
Do you know that Scott Weinstein guy? He's like a movie review guy.
Oh, Weinberg.
Weinberg.
Yeah.
He asked a good question today, Travis. He asked how come The Rock never fucks in his movies? And I was thinking about it, and I don't think he does. I think the guy's right. I think The Rock smooches gals sometimes, but The Rock doesn't ever fuck.
Well, most of his movies are PG, PG-13, so I don't think they get into a lot of racy situations. I mean, sure, he'll punch a guy off a 10-story building.
Yeah.
But I think he's trying to still appeal to a broad family audience.
But I mean, like, can't like he take off a girl's shirt and show her bra and be like, yeah, I'm going to fuck this gal, and then just fade to black and be like, okay, yeah. I mean, we fucked. I didn't show.
Well,
it
when's the last time you saw The Rock in a racy movie, right? Like, he's typically doing family fare, or he's doing like big blockbusters that really don't, in general, have time for that kind of thing. I think the closest he got, and maybe they actually did show it, I don't recall, but he might have gotten busy on Ballers, the program.
Hey, I'm going to go fight this big monkey, but first let's get down.
Yeah, that typically doesn't happen. I mean, I don't think Will Smith ever got down and dirty in any of his movies.
Oh my God, Travis, did Will Smith never fuck?
I don't think he did.
He was laying on that picnic blanket with the animal crackers, right? And he was playing the animal crackers on the gal's belly, and then he went and fought the big spaceship in Independence Day.
That's right. They're just showing their loving relationship. They weren't showing anything beyond the surface of that.
Just picnic blanket shit.
Mm-hmm. Establish their love, establish their relationship, and then move on to punching the monkey or trying to get your family out of the big high rise.
Travis, I'll tell you what.
Which one was that, by the way, Rock tried to get his family out of the big tower?
Skyscraper.
Skyscraper. That's right. That is all great generic fare.
Travis, you can Saturday afternoon. You can fuck anybody, but go on a picnic. That's real love.
That's real leading man shit.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I certainly do.
I think that what we need to do is we need to take a break. We need to
figure out where Drunk is.
Yeah, where the fuck is Drunk, Travis? I have something very special that I need to share with him. I got some really good podcast tips this week.
Ooh, podcast tips. I love those. Google that and watch yourself get 7 million pages of people trying to get blog hits.
If you know, then you know. Well, let me just show you the trick to greater podcasting. You ready?
Yep.
Oh, my camera isn't on, is it? You can't see me.
Nope. You can show me with words.
I'm going to figure out why my camera isn't working too, Travis.
All right. That's double break duty.
Got lots to do.
WFOP!
Our network's called HAIR. Health Advocates in Reach and Research.
Who's the guy with a comb in blue liquid? Do you want his advice on COVID? He keeps his scissors clean. He'll tell you about vaccines. Here you thought you were just getting a fucking haircut.
I love to be witty and shit and nasty with my buddies.
And now, another wheelbarrow full of dicks phone scam with the king of pranks, Travis Hulse.
Emergency, how can I help you?
Hi, I was just calling about that $4 for $4 deal that you guys have going on.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me what's included in that?
You get your choice of either the Junior Bacon Cheeseburger or Crispy BLT Chicken Sandwich. It comes with an order of nuggets, fries, and a drink. And your nuggets, you have also a choice of either the spicy or the regular.
Are you able to swap out a small Frosty for the drink?
You sure are.
Oh, that's fantastic. And do you have Coke products or do you carry Pepsi products there? I'm sorry.
We have Coke products, and we also have a freestyle machine, so you can get like any flavor of Coke or any other the flavors.
Oh, so I can put like vanilla in my Diet Coke?
Yep, we have Diet Coke vanilla. We have orange, lime, grape, strawberry.
That sounds really good. I thank you for your time.
Oh, not a problem. Thank you. You have a good day.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye. She just got taken by another classic Frank King character.
Shout out to Jody for this week's horse report. He saw the movie Free Guy and reported that it has a centaur in it, which I guess we will consider half a horse.
Once again, WFOD, wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Smells like discipline.
guys, welcome back. Joining us, Drunkard STL on the Twitters. Hello, Drunk.
You found him.
I found him.
Live.
Drunk.
Sir.
I saw a tweet. Look, we've been doing this a long time.
Long time.
And I'm always looking for ways to improve.
We are. We.
And so I saw a tweet from a podcaster earlier this week. It says, podcasters, IYKYK, which, Travis, that means if you know, then you know. You know what I'm saying?
And I hate that abbreviation shit.
It's a picture of her holding a big handful of
Flydrunks?
Miniature marshmallows.
Okay.
Because it will, and so I had to find out what she was talking about, right? Because, like, you know, you fill your mouth with marshmallows, you sound goofy, right?
Right.
And she said that if you fill your mouth with marshmallows when you record, then it cuts down on mouth noises, Travis.
Because like full of marshmallows?
Yeah, it's gelatin. It has gelatin in it, Travis. And so if I fill my mouth with marshmallows, you won't hear any of my mouth noises.
That's much better. That really does make a huge difference.
Is the mouth noises like smacking your lips or?
It's probably the thing that we put covers over our microphone for. Oh, like she might not be able to afford a microphone like a wind cover, so she's like eating a bunch of marshmallows.
Well, she said that this was going to make me sound way better, Travis, which I'm pretty excited about because I haven't had miniature marshmallows in a while.
It's working.
So, yeah, she just had that picture, and so I replied, are those miniature marshmallows? And she said, yep, one of the weirdest little recording tricks, but they do help decrease mouth sounds.
Two-thirds of
that is
cup.
Interesting.
17 grams of sugar.
Is that a lot?
They play this game, you know, we have that, like, Northwoods Baseball League. It's like a wood bat league that they do every summer. I've had it around here for over 10 years now. And they play these little games between innings or between batters. And one of the games that they play is to see if the players, they grab two players, and they say, okay, how many marshmallows can you have in your mouth and still say Wisconsin Rapids Rafters?
Oh, hold on, let me try. What do you say?
Is they shove those marshmallows in their mouth one at a time and
Wisconsin Rapids what?
Rafters.
Wisconsin Rapids. I can't say it without marshmallows in my fucking mouth. Wisconsin.
You do have marshmallows in your mouth.
Rafters.
So that's the game that they play is because. When you have a mouthful of marshmallows, you can't speak at some point. This podcast tip seems counterintuitive.
Let's hear your non-mouth noises voice, Drunk.
Will this help with my awake apnea?
Does he sound clearer, Travis? You've been hearing Drunk for a while. I think he sounds pretty much the same, right?
You got a full mouth of marshmallows in?
Not anymore.
So it just gives you a coating. Maybe you're not supposed to leave them in. Maybe you just kind of put them in your mouth and then swoosh them around a little bit.
Well, why wouldn't you just like grab like a Jell-O powder and then just like drink the Jell-O powder to get the gelatin coating your vocal cords?
I'm going to leave these in here.
Those are like name brand Ghostbuster marshmallows.
Because we're going to have to keep these as like part of our before podcast preparation strip.
Okay.
You know, all the singers and stuff, they like gargle with warm water or drink a specific kind of tea drink honey or whatever. I found that your favorite whiskey tends to reduce mouth noises and keep your throat nice and loose.
Did you just make that up so that you can drink?
I was going to drink anyway, but yeah.
Just start with a Glen.
See, your wife says you're going down in the basement. Travis, do you think maybe you're drinking a little too much? And he goes, I got to warm up my voice.
It's for my art.
Got to limber up. What?
Yeah, that's right. What am I just going to? I'm going to have a dry throat. It's not going to. I have people listening that expect a certain vocal quality from me, and I can't do that without 3, 4, 5, 6 shots of Jameson.
And Drunk What the Dickheads, they demand is excellence. And if we can just get
not only does he have the whiskey, he's got the MGD working too.
A tick better, you know what I'm saying? Just a tick by a couple of mouthfuls of marshmallows, then God damn it, I'm here to do it.
Yeah, people expect excellence from us. We strive to give it to them.
Is it a holiday?
This is Drunk's favorite holiday
Saint
coming
Patrick's
up.
Day is Thursday.
Is Friday a thing? Is Friday Lent?
It's a Friday of Lent, yeah.
No, Lent started what, like 2 weeks ago? Week and a half?
Something like that, yeah.
That's why everybody's selling fish.
That's whenever Mardi Gras was. Mardi Gras ends when Lent starts.
We made the mistake of going out for a fish fry the very first Friday of Lent. And,
yeah, you don't want to do the first one or the last one. The ones in the middle a lot are of usually people. Pretty good.
Oh, it's just too busy?
Yeah.
The one nice thing, though, about a busy fish fry, if they can actually put you at a table, is that you can have a few more cocktails before your dinner comes.
And you get fresh fish because they're busy as fuck.
That Popeyes, they've been advertising a new fish sandwich.
New flounder sandwich.
Looks fucking good.
But it's Popeyes.
What does that mean?
I think you know exactly what that means.
Is it going to be busy?
Have you ever gone to a Popeyes and not got yelled at by the staff?
Yelled at?
Yeah.
Why would you get yelled at Popeyes? I'm not a dick to people.
Hi, how are you today?
Please and thank you.
I'd like
and
a 10-piece of spicy. We ain't got no spicy. It'd be 10 minutes on that spicy.
No,
That's what I get every time.
Why?
That's the nature of the beast.
Is that like part of the Popeyes aesthetic?
Kind of like Chick-fil-A's overly nice. Popeyes, they're just dicks.
So the people that couldn't make it as a Chick-fil-A person, they go to Popeyes. I've never had that experience, Travis. I've only been to Popeyes like 2 or 3 times, and I just say, hey, can I have one of those chicken sandwiches? And I don't get spicy. I get the original because
I've never been to a Popeyes or a Chick-fil-A.
I'm a vanilla boy. You're not big on chicken?
They don't have Popeyes or Chick-fil-A around here. They're the closest. Chick-fil-A, I think, is like an hour and a half.
Chick-fil-A does not like the gays. And they love the Lord, so they're not open on Sunday.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A and Hobby Lobby, I feel, are like sister companies. They all like to close on the Lord's Day.
Yeah.
The Jimmy John's guy shoots rhinos. I think we're
He stays open all week long.
Yeah. Hey, he just makes you a sandwich. I mean, like, you could make that sandwich.
Nah, man, there's something special about them Jimmy John's. I love Jimmy John's.
Their bread's good.
Their bread is super good. You burn down every Subway that exists.
Better than Subway. But I mean,
the only Quiznos by us, Travis, they closed it and made it a taco place, like a mom and pop taco place.
We had a Quiznos here about 10 years ago at the peak of that. Remember when those little rodents used to sing about that they have a pepper
Quiznos
bar?
Yeah, that's when they died.
We have a peppermint. That's when we had a Quiznos, and it lasted about a year, maybe like 16 months, and then disappeared off the face of the earth very quickly. It is now a Papa Murphy's.
Nice.
Another
company going down the toilet.
Is Papa Murphy's the one where they only like half make your food, and you got to go home and make it the rest of the way?
Yeah, you go cook it, but their cheese bread is like phenomenal, and I also really enjoy their stuffed pizzas.
I was about to say they also
have all the
shits
on the inside.
A s'mores dish that is.
Oh sure.
Why don't they just cook it the whole way though?
They don't have ovens in their place,
and that's why they're cheaper. Their pizzas are cheaper, and then you can make it at your leisure.
Fucking
you have to make it within 48 hours.
Get an oven. Like, it seems like they're making their own problems, Travis. It's a pizza place that you got to go home and...
I'm not the biggest Papa Murphy's fan.
Cook
either,
it yourself.
Then they're gonna jack the price up because now they got an oven and they got to train people not to burn themselves on the oven. Have you seen the kitchen of a Little Caesars? These people...
It's better than a frozen.
Barely functioning.
Travis, Domino's now is giving you money to do carryout. They're saying, hey, we'll tip you.
Domino's makes more money than the law allows.
And I think for a while they were saying, hey, if you buy Domino's, we'll give you a gift card to a better restaurant.
Yeah.
Like, they keep coming up with these ridiculous gimmicks. Pretty soon, like, you're going to make money by ordering Domino's. Like, Domino's will bring it to your house and give you money to eat.
I feel like Domino's is doing that because even though they've been operating, you know, their financials are up way high because of the pandemic. But the place that they're lacking is service because they can't get anybody to work there. So what they're saying is, if you deal with the fact that you're either going to get a cold pizza, the wrong pizza, are going to wait 20 minutes past when we said it was going to be ready, we'll give you $3 or a gift card. So please continue to come.
Bad. Like, Pizza Hut completely fell off the cliff. Like, they're bad. That place is
not good anymore.
Papa John's is having a tough time staying afloat after, you know, no more Papa John. So that just...
They got Shaq now.
Ooh, yeah. Shaq with it.
Hey, when I like pizza, I want Papa John.
Do you think that at a certain point...
It's bad when Little Caesars is the second best pizza place in America. It really is.
We just lost our Little Caesars, too.
Oversaturation at a certain point has to hurt the Shaq endorsement, right?
No.
Like, seeing Shaq on your television doesn't mean anything anymore.
If you see Shaq, you're like,
well, do you get sick of... You used to get sick of seeing your grandma, Mike. It's the same thing. It's a feeling of comfort.
Oh, Shaq is comfort?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's familiarity.
He's like chicken and dumplings. He's like a nice warm hug.
So like Domino's.
Like a mac and cheese.
Domino's stops cooking their pizzas. They give you just like the dough to go home and cook yourself.
I'd actually probably prefer that.
They just say, it's ready because
I've gotten enough cold pieces from Domino's.
We didn't cook it. We didn't cook it. So here, you go home and cook it.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's pretty much like that now where you get it and you're like, man, they didn't cook this long enough. I got to put it back in the oven.
Well, I tell you what, the last 4 or 5 times I got Pizza Hut, I'm guaranteed they didn't cut that bitch. No cut. Like, they just put the pizza in the box and here you go.
Pizza Hut used to be a home away from home. Like, back when I was a teenager and through my 20s, like, Pizza Hut was a very special place where you would go and congregate. And when you could still smoke cigarettes in restaurants, you could smoke cigarettes and pizza. You'd, like, smoke cigarettes and drink a pitcher of Mountain Dew and, like, wait for your delicious pepperoni pizza where the pepperoni was, like, curled up perfectly cooked. The pizza was delicious. Everything was wonderful. The last time I had Pizza Hut, I was so very disappointed.
Hot garbanzo.
Not good.
Drunk, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you have what you would say is like a pick of the week, something you want the people to know about, Drunk?
Sure. The people should already know. It is that time of the year. It is St. Patrick's Day this Thursday. And then... March Madness starts Thursday, and National Vasectomy Day is tomorrow. So if you want to get your vasectomy, get it in tomorrow.
So you got a couple days to heal, and then you just go fucking? Is that
no. So the theory is you're going to have to take the 2 days off anyway, right?
Okay.
So you have your shit done on Wednesday. Thursday.
Don't you have to jack off like 30 times?
Thursday, Friday. Well, it's just, you don't have to jack off. You can pull out.
No, but I'm saying, Travis, you have to blow a certain amount of loads, don't you?
I think you're supposed to clean the pipes pretty well before
boss,
you get snipped.
My boss just got one. It's 15 till it takes. But I don't think he planned on jacking off. I think he just planned on letting it run its course.
Those last couple, man, they probably know it's the end.
National Vasectomy Day is Wednesday. You take your 2 days off. So that means you're off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you just sit around and watch basketball all day.
Right.
Because you can't do anything
else. Eat your corned beef and cabbage Thursday night, drink your green beer, get hammered, and watch basketball.
Amen.
Well, when does the fucking happen?
After you...
Drink all the beer?
Like after you heal.
After you, yeah. Huh.
The vasectomy, the whole point of the vasectomy is to get the 2 days off. Not to do more fucking. Nobody's fucking during March Madness. People are watching basketball.
Right. You weren't fucking anyway.
Oh.
So.
This is all very confusing to me, guys, because I don't do, like, all that stuff that men.
Fucking. Do.
Yeah. No, I fuck.
Hey, Travis, you heard of this thing called sex?
There's been a lot of questions lately on whether or not I fuck Travis, and I do.
There's no questions. Nobody, everybody believes you that you fuck, Mike.
On the internet yesterday, there was some wrestling podcast gal that somebody retweeted, and I was like, hey, this wrestling podcast gal posted like a post-it note of her like writing like an inspirational quote, and her handwriting was terrible, Travis. It was really, really bad. And so I just replied and said, your handwriting's really bad. And she lost her.
You're just jealous. You're jealous because she gets paid to talk about wrestling.
Does she? She gets paid to talk about wrestling? That's pretty cool.
That was one of her insults to somebody else.
Oh. Well, if that's the case, then yes, I'm totally jealous of that. That sounds great.
Previous to you.
Oh.
When
she was in another fight with somebody else?
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. That if you scroll back, she gets into a lot of fights and then gets her army of weird wrestling dorks to come fight her battles.
So she quote tweets me and like this horde.
Does she have blue of
wrestling dorks just it, like
if
come
you
know, at
if you
me,
noticed
Travis.
The first response she had was she wrote another post-it note that said, I don't care what dorks on the internet think about my handwriting or some shit like that, but she that was a reply to you.
Yeah.
And then she's like, ooh, I think this can get traction. So she quote tweeted you and put that right. as the picture as a quote tweet.
And then they all looked exactly like me, Travis. Like they all
yep.
were chubby white guys with like half beards and glasses.
Yeah, and, internet wrestling dorks.
They were angry. Like there was people like replying to this. She must be kind of pretty. I didn't see a picture of her. Is she attractive?
If you look into her media on her tweets.
So Travis, you're doing all this research on this gal, but I noticed that you did not come to my defense. How come you didn't reply to this woman and defend me?
I was about to ask. There was a couple of times that, but I just didn't have the energy in me. I was going to ask you, I was going to reply to the whole thing and ask why you're such a dork that you're so jealous. And then I was actually going to, because she said that you you probably have never seen a woman come in real life.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody thinks I don't fuck, Travis. I'm tired of it.
I was going to reply to that, LOL, who cares if a woman comes.
Okay, can you say it now on the podcast, Travis, where everybody is listening? Her handwriting was really bad, wasn't it? It was bad
it
handwriting.
It was not good. My handwriting is terrible, but hers isn't very good.
No, it was some gal that like a Delvin Cox retweeted, and I was like, that's bad handwriting. I mean, like, I just say stupid shit. I mean, like, I wasn't like mad at her handwriting. I just reply dumb things to entertain myself.
You should have corrected her grammar, too, while you're at it, Mr.
Yeah.
Grammar Police.
Yeah. And she immediately freaked out that you were attacking her. But that's Twitter now for you.
Right.
You can't have fun little, oh, man, you got bad handwriting, and then make a friend. Now it's if you say you have bad handwriting, they send their weird little army after you.
Yeah, and like one of the guys said that I was pedantic, Travis. That's and after right. I Googled
I
it.
I had bad handwriting, I'd be like, yeah,
after
right.
I Googled it, he was exactly right. Whatever the definition of pedantic is, I am that, like for sure.
Yeah.
One guy
said you weren't helping your case when you were trying to be real. And I was like, what does that mean? You're not helping your case.
Yeah, like what's my case?
Yeah. Yeah,
what happens
I saw it 5 hours after it happened, and I was tired last night. I'm having plumbing problems in my kitchen. I got all sorts of shit going on at work, and I'm like, do I really have the energy to get into this weird Twitter shit? And I just like, no, I'm just not going to do it.
Well, I wish that you would have, Travis, because I would have woke up this morning and like it would have continued, and it would have made me really happy.
Yeah, but that's what you used to be able to do that when it was fun. When we first joined, you know, like 2013-14, man, you used to be able to do stuff like that and it was fun. Now somebody is going to take something you say the wrong way and like blow it up and call you a racist or a misogynist or yeah. something, and it's like, well, it's got nothing to do with that. It just said her handwriting is bad.
Yeah, I thought that she was gonna say I lived in my mom's basement. She didn't. She blocked me like really early on
that,
and so I didn't see what she was saying, but then like people were replying to both of us. And so I was getting like half conversations where she was talking to somebody and I couldn't see what she was saying. But then like somebody else sent it to both of us. And then yeah. I was like, what's going on here?
The funny thing is, I think the funniest thing I saw was a countdown to that guy calling me a pussy for blocking him. And I'm like, well, yeah.
But
you wouldn't see it. So how would you know unless you sent your little army after him?
Right.
And also people were
jealous of her for getting paid to talk about wrestling.
And then somebody replied something like, people actually call women pussies on the internet. And then she's like, that's only one of the things we're called. It's like, get the fuck out of here.
you're not a pussy. I don't care.
Jesus Christ.
I'll correct. You know what? In fact, like 5 minutes later, I sent a tweet to Josh Ritter's son telling him to fix his profile picture. And he did, Travis. Right. I'm a hero.
Good. You Josh, are a hero. We used to be able to get into fun little arguments on the internet. And then we'd make friends like Sean Freeman, like Freeman Daddy 5.
Right.
Like we used to be able to like get into weird back and forths that were like, yeah, you're an idiot. And then we made lifelong friends.
Right. We're gonna have that wrestling gal on the podcast next week, Travis. We're gonna turn her around.
Yeah, get her on this podcast.
No, probably not.
Get her.
Yeah. Get her on here. Get her on here.
Get her on here. Travis, pick of the week.
Delvin Cox, do it.
My
pick of the week this week is the I think it's called the Tap Room Buddy Pro. It's a little attachment that you can go ahead and stick on your bottle of beer. It just slides right over the little lip after you take the cap off, and you dump that into a pint glass, and it tastes exactly like a draft beer. It's delicious. It's amazing. And it's available at all Dollar Generals nationwide for a measly $10.
What is
it's a
this
wonderful
do?
Product.
You still drink draft beer, Travis?
Drunk's making a weird face, Travis. Explain this to me again.
Aren't you kind of old for draft beer?
So you take a bottle of beer and you put an attachment on it and dump it into a can and it or into a glass and
you
it
dump
does
it
what?
Into a glass, yep. And then it's like a tap beer.
What did it do?
What do you mean? What are you making a face for? What do you think them all these micro brews, these brew pubs and shit do? Like, they're not giving you bottles. They're pouring it in a pint glass.
Is it like a?
I don't prefer a draft beer myself.
Is it like a soda stream? What is it doing to make it different?
I think it just changes the pour. It doesn't seem like there's a filter or anything on it. It's just like I think it just changes the pour out of the bottle to where I think it creates a different kind of head in a head. Is what actually creates the different flavor in a beer. So I think that's all it's doing. But it's a remarkable tool.
You know what I used to like is the thing you put over the beer bottle that had the straw in it, and then you put it back and then release the straw and boom.
I didn't understand. Beer
that. Is that just so you get fucked up faster?
Yeah. It's a beer bong for a beer bottle.
Travis, pick of the week, there is a comedian named Andy Haynes. He has a new special on YouTube. It's called The Coward of Gramercy.
Yeah.
I watched that the other day. Somebody posted like a clip of it, and I saw it, and I was like, oh, that's funny. Next time I'm doing laundry, I'll watch that comedy special. And I looked it up, and I watched it, and it was good. So, Andy Haynes has a new special. It's on YouTube. It's pretty good. That's my pick of the week.
Cheers to Andy Haynes.
Yeah.
That guy.
Drunk, we did it.
Fuck yes.
Guys, look. I'm going to correct your grammar. I'm going to tell you if I don't like your profile picture. Be mad at me. That's fine. Block me. I don't care. But see, I just want to have a good time. I'm a fun time boy. And that's
Mike's
what I
just want to have fun.
That's what Mike's want. Drunk, they want to have fun. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
All right, Pete Razor Ramon.
I'm Dill Dannon.
If you're listening to this installment of WFOD, please subscribe and leave positive reviews on your preferred podcast player. Share the episode on social media or with one of your in-real-life friends. For links to our ever-expanding universe, including our Discord, our Twitch, and YouTube channels, and our library of back episodes, visit us at WFODshow.com. Thanks to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio for the music used in this podcast. Thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Amanda, Valerie, Brian, and Liquid. Visit patreon.com/WFODix to help support the show. Leave us a voicemail at 636-487-4263. Email us Mike or Travis at WFODix.com or reach out on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. We'll see you next week. Thank you. Goodbye.
How come it's Mike or Travis at WFOD.com and no drunk at WFOD?
I figured you probably didn't want to be bothered.
Oh, I don't care.
I can change it if you want.
So, Travis.
Don't refer to him as Travis Drunk. Call him the Duke of Denim.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he is right there for the Canadian tuxedo.
Rob called you that, Travis.
Have you seen the the Joe versus Carol?
I was very intoxicated Saturday night, and we were trying to figure out what to watch. We had like a game night, and my wife made this like giant charcuterie board, and I was drinking the whole time. We were playing like Sequence and a bunch of other games, and when we sat down, the kids went to bed. They're like, "Oh, what should we watch?" And they're like, "Should we watch this or this?" And it's like, "No, I had," or she was like, "Should we watch Pam and Tommy?" I'm like, "No, I'm like, I need to watch something that I don't have to pay attention to." And she turned on the very first episode of Joe versus Carol, and I think we watched 10 minutes of it before I fell asleep. But what I remember was terrible.
Yeah. See, Carol, Kate McKinnon does a very good Carol Baskin. My biggest complaint about the show is the guy who plays Joe Exotic is playing David Spade, playing Joe Dirt, playing Joe Exotic.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's the thing. The thing that I grasped from it, it was like he was trying way too hard to lean into the voice.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just like,
And every time he does something like that, I'm like, he sounds exactly like Spade doing Joe Dirt.
How far have you gotten in it?
3 episodes.
Is it worth continuing?
I mean, you saw the Tiger King. It's basically the same shit.
Yeah, sure. Just watching Kate McKinnon and this random. Right.
It is kind of funny. There is this one point where her and some other gal fucking made a sardini teeny. It just made me laugh.
I love wordplay.
Sardini teeny? I don't. That's cute. I like that.
Because, you know, if it was her and she was trying to feed somebody to the tiger, she wouldn't use perfume. She'd use sardine oil or something like that. So.
Nice.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.